are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining us this morning, Callie Iverson and Shane Cramey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A beautiful one out there. So thank you for coming in, because we want folks to mark off these dates in August, because there's a lot going on when it comes to Trader Days this year.
Very busy weekend.
And full weekend starting Friday afternoon all the way through Sunday night. So yeah, we want to mark off the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. There's a lot of great things going on. Of course, one of the popular events are the turkey races. You've got a really, really nice trophy buckle for the winner of this.
We do. There was a buckle donated by Total Beauty in Fort Pierre, great sponsors. And they were just more than willing to donate that buckle. And it will be to the winner of turkey races. And there will be, the Fort Pierre Chamber will also put $200 in as added money for the purse money. And so the entry fees revert back, and there'll be a pretty nice purse.
That's going to be nice. A little bragging rights. You get a nice buckle. And Callie, you said there's going to be a Q&A Friday night before the races on Saturday.
Right. For those that aren't familiar how the turkey races operate, we're having a Q&A session in Fisher's Lily Park at 6:30, just so people can ask the questions, get some answers, understand a little bit more about it.
That's always a good thing. For those that are, new to it, you want to make sure they're good to go when the races kick off.
Absolutely.
Another popular event is the Kazoo Parade, and you're getting all ready for that, I hear.
Yes, we are. There will be a practice tonight at 5:30, I believe, at Tiger's Tap in Fort Pierre. So come on out and showcase your musical talents. Morgan Finley will be more than happy to sign you up and get you involved in that.
Very nice. The more, the merrier. That's what it's all about.
And the kazoos are provided.
Ooh,
yes.
Even
you don't
better.
Even have to have a kazoo. That's, you can just show up.
That's right.
That is awesome. There's some fun things going on, like a cornhole tournament. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So cornhole, we used to do just one day out of the weekend, mm-hmm. And this time we're doing it Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, the registration is at noon, and then Sunday morning, we're starting it a little bit earlier. The registration is at 10.
Very nice. And it's a cram-packed 3 days. You've got food trucks. There's helicopter rides. There's some good entertainment this year, too.
Great entertainment. We're going to have in the park, ZZ3, Callie was instrumental in securing that group, and that should be a really good time. And we're going to have the Side Hackers and Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders downtown on Saturday. So there's going to be music in the park. They're going to showcase some musical talent, local musical talent on Sunday. So, yeah, just a lot of talent lined up, and should be a great time.
Wonderful. And in all sorts of food. Not just the food trucks, but you're going to have a barbecue competition. That just sounds delicious. Tell us more about that.
The backyard barbecue, yeah, bring a clean shirt, because you're going to need one if you're going to taste all of that, and then you can be part of it and vote in the competition and vote for your favorite one. And Street Masters will also be in the Expo Center. They'll be there for a couple days, so stop through there and take a look at all those nice cars. They've made some great investments in all of that.
Absolutely. There's just so much going on for everybody. This is a really, truly family-friendly event.
It absolutely is. Yes. Bring the kids and good time in the park, all kinds of activities, helicopter rides,
So we're going to have bounce houses too. And the bounce houses that are available range in age. There's some for adults. There's some for very little children. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. And the gyro thing.
Oh, yeah. That will be a lot of fun. So we want to mark these days off. Look ahead to the 12th through the 14th in August. It's I'm looking forward to this year. Last year I was out of town when this happened, so I'm really looking forward to coming on over and checking out all the fun. It's just going to be a great time. I'm going to have to kind of pick and choose because there's so much going on.
Well, now you just show up all day.
There you go.
Because you're pre-registered for the mud wrestling.
All right. All right. I'll get my special trunks ready.
We will be there waiting for you.
So if folks aren't familiar, maybe they're new to town or they're going to have a family visiting, why should they come see Trader Days?
There's so many reasons. Well,
there's a whole list of reasons. Beginning with the events on Friday, and say the Street Masters, their dam run, the American Legion is going to serve refreshments. There will be the dunk tank, the the ride, the helicopter rides, and the turkey races.
Yeah,
and
that's
we're going to have that Q&A on Friday, and then Saturday gets revved up and music Friday night. Be a great time in the park. No charge for any of that. That's all provided. So there will be just all kinds of activities.
Yeah, so much to do for everybody. It is going to be a lot of fun. I am really looking forward to it. Anything else you'd like to add before?
Just a couple of things real quick. So we do have the Facebook page, Fort Pierre Trader Days is what it is called.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on all of these events, or they can message if they have any questions at all. And the last thing is apparel. On the Facebook page, we're going to start posting apparel that is available for pre-order. It'll also be in the park. And, you know, depending on if we run out, we can always order more. So the logos for this year were created by students from Stanley County School District. So the logo is special this year.
Absolutely. That sounds like it's going to be great.
They did an awesome job and going to display all of their creations that they submitted. So
wonderful. Yeah, another good reason to get some of the Trader Day swag is, you know, support the kids and let them know how much we appreciate their artwork.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. It is going to be a lot of fun. The 12th, 13th, and 14th of August. It's going to be here really quick. So make plans to come on out and enjoy.
Coming right up, stop in Fort Pierre and see us and visit with us and have a good time.
Absolutely. There's Callie Iverson and Shane Cramey joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you today by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.